just in the everyday, me and you. The Good News and Shoes.
This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
West of Old England, a WCNO corporate underwriter, has the best in equestrian and western wear from head to toe for both horse and rider. They are your Wrangler, Pro Rodeo, and Horseman headquarters with an expanded woman's department. Also an expanded boot department with Georgia, Justin, and Wolverine boots. West of Old England is located in the Bruner Plaza, 650 Southeast Monterey Road, halfway between US 1 and Canner Highway. West of Old England.
Golden Rule Academy, K-12 Private Christian School. As parents, you want to make the best choice to empower your child to succeed. At Golden Rule Academy, we have the same goal. Let us help you educate and inspire your children to dream big. We offer accelerated curriculum, reasonable class sizes, caring and involved instructors, as well as art, music, physical ed, tutoring, and extracurricular music lessons, and of course, sports programs including high school football. Our mission is to build confidence and to teach a love for learning. Golden Rule Academy is now enrolling for the 2012-2013 school year. Space is limited and scholarships are available for qualifying students. You can reach our office at 772-464-1597. That number again is 772-464-1597. Good morning. I'm Pastor Bob Tarvis, your host for the Revealing Truth radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Baumgartner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Grab a pen and take some notes, and let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
You know, most of the time we realize that God's put something in motion and we're going somewhere. We might not understand it all, but we know that God is taking us somewhere. We know that there's a process that's working out in our life. In my own life, I've realized that many times I've departed the station, but I don't always know where the destination is. You know, God just said, go. God just said, do. God just said, speak. And sometimes he just expects us to take the step of faith and start out on a journey where we don't always know where we're going to end up. Come on, amen. Yes, sir. I might not always know the details of the journey, because sometimes if God told me everything I was going to walk through, I would never leave the station. I don't know about that, Lord. You mean I got to go there? You mean I got to stop doing that? Are you serious? I don't know about this Christian thing. I mean, and we all love to get the word of prophecy, don't we? Yeah. We had that prophetess Deborah here, man. She was giving words. I was like, yes, man, and it was awesome. She's giving out the word. We love the words of prophecy. But we just don't like walking it out. Thus saith the Lord. Like, thank you, God, I know it's coming. But there's a process that comes with it, and it ain't always pleasant sometimes. Come on, somebody. Really, when you get prophecy, we've got to understand that the prophetic word is just seeing from mountaintop to mountaintop. But what we need to really clue into the fact is that between every mountaintop, there's a valley. And there's some jungle, and there's some vines, and there's some wild animals down there. You didn't realize there was a lot of sharp curves on the road and some cliffs and some big rivers that you had to make it across. And you didn't know how you were going to get there and how you were going to get to the other side. And you didn't realize there was going to be opposition that would come in the middle of your journey. Isn't that right? So when God sets this stuff in motion, we might not always know what it means, but we know that God's doing something in our life. Amen? And even though the journey is tough and hard sometimes, and not always pleasant, the journey will always bring me to a pleasant end. That's where trust in God comes into play. Even though it's tough, I know that the end result's going to be the blessing. Because when God is finished with what he's doing in me, let me try that again. Because when God is finished what he's doing with me, I ain't got nobody shouting. Come on, you ain't heard me this morning. I might not know right now. But when he's, oh, Jesus, help us this morning. Because you're going to be a lot prettier than you ever thought you could be, a lot better than you ever thought. You're going to do things you never thought you could do, go places you never thought you could go. Come on, somebody shout. Amen. I mean, when you see him, you're going to be like him. And the more of him you see, the more you become like him. Amen. There's something in me that he is consistently and constantly working out so that I will become more like him. I mean, Jesus wants you to be like him. Amen. Can I just declare to you today that God does not want us to just be church attenders and church goers? That's really not God's mission of his heart for you, is that you attend church regularly. Amen. But God wants us to move into an area of our lives where we become radicalized. We're radical saints that will shake the city for the glory of God, that we will get out of our comfort zone and speak into people's lives that are so desperate for a move of God, that are so bound up in sin, that are so chained down in addiction, that they can be broken and set free to the place of liberty that God's called them to be. I mean, that's really where God wants us to move and flow into those places of our lives, where we can begin to take his kingdom to a dark world and shine a bright light in it and begin to really change people's lives for the glory of God. So it ain't really about showing up for church. God didn't just call you to clock in at 10 and clock out at 12. If he did, we'd have a little punch card back there and put your name on it where you can clock in, I'm here. And most of you be getting your pay, Doc, because you show up late. And then you pull that time card out and you say, oh, I was here at 10 o'clock. Look at that. Who else was here? Punch my card. And get your conscience to feel a little bit good about what you're doing. I was on church on Sunday and Wednesday. I mean, the truth is God's called us to be 24/7 Christians, amen? 7 days a week, 365 days a year, on fire, burning a light in a dark area. He's called us to be an example of the kingdom of God, to bring his kingdom into a place of darkness. And in order for that to happen, if we're going to be like Jesus, then we got to walk the way he walked, and we got to talk the way he talked, and we got to act the way he acted. And we do it by the power of the Holy Ghost that he sent. Come on, somebody, that lives on the inside of us so that we can do and accomplish everything that God has called us to do. Amen? Is it okay if God just gets in our business a little bit today? Is that all right with y'all? Do you mind if God just kind of gets in our business today? Can we just give him permission to get in some areas of our lives that a lot of us just don't want him to mess with? I mean, some of y'all might not be back next Sunday, but I got to be honest with you today. I want to talk about some stuff today that we all wonder about in the back of our minds, and some of that stuff that we just never deal with. You know, we just file it. We put it in a file and shut the drawer, and we hope we don't never have to deal with it. We hope nobody don't ever have to see it. We don't never have to talk about it. And we, come on. Amen. Our text today deals with something called the dying process. Somebody say the dying process. You say, well, I didn't think when I became a Christian I'd have to worry about any more trouble. Anybody had any trouble since they've been saved? The Bible says just because we've become believers doesn't mean we've been released from difficulty. There's difficult things as believers. Come on, amen. John 16:13 says, in this world you shall have tribulation. So, wow. But then he goes on to say, but be of good cheer because I have overcome the world. So that means it doesn't matter how hard or how difficult something is, I can still have victory in my life because he's already got the victory in his life. Even the Christian faith itself has a cross for an emblem. The cross is a bloody place, man. The cross is a terrible thing. I mean, we got these little gold crosses. We wear them, and it's just a fashion statement today. But how many know the cross represents bloodiness, crucifixion, and torture, and pain? You know, all the way from the Old Testament all the way to the New Testament, beginning in the book of Genesis, with a man and a woman in a garden who disobey God, and he says to them that y'all can't be putting fig leaves on. Go kill an animal and skin the animal, and where skins, the blood began to float in. Abraham made a covenant with God. How do you know what the covenant was? Circumcise all the men. I mean, that was a bloody deal. Now, we don't want to talk about circumcision in church, do we? But that was a bloody deal. All the teenage boys are going, no. No. all the way to the book of Revelation, when angels are shouting, "Worthy, worthy, worthy is the Lamb that was slain before the foundation of the world." There's a bloodline, a scarlet thread that flows through the entire Bible from the book of Genesis all the way to the book of Revelation. This is a bloody book. It's a book full of sacrifice, a book full of torture, a book full of pain. It's not, this ain't a joke. Come on, somebody. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to know that because it is a bloody book, it is a book about victory, it is a book about conquest, it is a book about overcoming against all odds. It's a book that will sustain you in the middle of your deepest trial, your hardest trouble, the biggest storm that you could ever walk through. Amen? Come on, praise the Lord, somebody. I'm going to give you 3 points today. One, two, three, we're going to get out of here, all right? Number one, write this down if you want to. In God's kingdom, death is always life's process. Say that with me. Death is always life's process. Meaning something has to die in order for something else to live. That is the process of life. I mean, if you ate breakfast today, whether you ate cereal, bacon, eggs, whatever you ate, something had to give up its life in order for you to sustain your life. Something had to die in order for you to live. That's how it is in the kingdom. It's a principle. Death is always life's process. David said it this way, "The Lord is my shepherd. There'll be days when he lets me lie down in green pastures. There'll be days when he leads me beside still waters. There'll be days when he's restoring my soul. There'll be days when he's renewing my youth. But there will also be days that when I walk with him as the shepherd of my life, he's going to allow me to walk into the valley of the shadow of death. There'll be places in my life that I ain't really going to want to go. There's going to be things that I'm going to have to walk through that I really don't want to walk through. And I will not, there'll be some things that I don't want to be associated with, but I'm going to have to associate with. It's not going to be a place of comfort. It's not going to be a place of pure joy. It's going to be a place of development. And that's the key. Death is always life's process. And if death is life's process, then watch this. This is what he said. Yea, though I walk through. Come on, somebody. Somebody say through. Somebody shout through. He didn't say I walk there to stay there. He didn't say, I got my tent and got my canoe and I decided to pitch a tent in the valley of the shadow of death. He said, I walked through it. Listen, I'm going to tell you today, there is no scriptural evidence that you can stay in misery all the days of your life. Yet there are people that have been in church 50 years that are miserable. If you're frustrated, miserable, and negative, and always on the downside of life, you've missed some key point in what Jesus wants to do in your life. You've missed some teaching. There may be a season in your life where he walks you through some very difficult places, where there might be some times where you feel like you might die and you might not make it through, or the trials might be overwhelming and it's too much. But listen to me. He said he will walk you through it. There's another side. You're going through. Somebody say, I'm going through. Amen. That means that the death process cannot be rushed. There's a process that has to take place. You cannot rush what God is trying to do in your life. If God has you in a place where he's trying to bring you to the end of yourself so you can become everything that he wants you to be, then I don't care how hard you try to rush it, how much you try to push it, you will never be able to rush God, and you will not be able to rush the process that he's bringing you through. Listen to me. The quicker you submit to the process that God has you in, the quicker you'll overcome. Don't fight it. You'll be going around the same mountain for 20 years. With the same scenery and the same grudge and the same offense and the same problem. Come on, amen? That's what Jesus was saying in John chapter 12 when he said, life is like a grain of wheat falling into the ground and dying. Life is like a grain of wheat falling into the ground and dying. If it doesn't submit to the process, it remains alone. There's nothing that can be produced from the seed if it doesn't fall into the ground and die. Amen? But if it submits to the process, it gains the ability to become productive. But it's got to go through the process. Why? Because the ability to be productive is in the death process that takes place on the seed, while the seed is in the ground. Come on, are you seeing that? Stay with me. I'm going somewhere.
And now we're going to take a break from the message. We will be rejoining Pastor Jason in just a moment. But first, I want to take this opportunity to tell you about Truth Church. Truth Church is located in the heart of St. Lucie County at 3891 Edwards Road in Fort Pierce. Our Sunday worship service starts at 10 a.m. Truth Church is a non-denominational Pentecostal church that has been serving our community for the last 2 years. There's a ministry for the whole family at Truth Church. Whether it's our monthly senior meetings, children's church, or youth group, there's something for everyone. We've been experiencing a powerful move of God in our services, and we would love for you to come and visit with us. If you're new to the area or you're looking for a home church, we invite you to come and join us. First, you will be our guest, and then you will be our family. Truth Church, a place for the whole family.
I'm praising under open skies, everything breathing, praising God.
How many of you know that the seed has an outer shell on it? It's the flesh part of the seed. Amen? And that outer shell has to die in order for the new life that's inside of it to come out. Did you know that? That's how a seed works. That's how it germinates. That's just like us when we get born again. That flesh nature that is still with us, that still dominates us, if we do not let that die, then the new life can't spring forth. We have both natures at work in us. Christians are both human and divine. Let me try that again. Christians are both human and divine. You have a human nature, amen? I have a flesh nature and I have a spirit nature. Some of us introduce people to our spiritual side. Oh, glory to God, praise, hallelujah, praise the Lord. And we just kind of get on, you know, we all spiritual and everything. And we're just doing great and God's on the throne. And then we introduce them to our heavenly heritage and how wonderful things are. But when we get under enough pressure, sometimes we introduce them to the flesh side. Who do you think you are? Supposed to be a born-again believer on fire for God, and all of a sudden the flesh creeps up. Come on, y'all know what I'm talking about. I'm shouting on Sunday, dancing on Sunday, praising God, but you get enough pressure on you and you get under enough stress on you, somebody's going to find out that there's some stuff in you that you didn't want nobody to see, that you ain't let die. Come on, somebody. And they'll find out that you really are got some flesh. And you introduce them to the flesh side. It's you don't want nobody to see. Amen? Come on, how many of you understand that it's a whole lot easier to dress like a Christian than it is to be one? Come on. I mean, you can pick up the lingo pretty quick. All you do is hang out in the church for a few weeks and get involved, and you'll be, oh, hallelujah, brother. Bless God. I told you, get around church long enough, you learn how to say God in three syllables. God! Well, you know you're anointed then. Pick it up. In fact, you can get people to promote you a whole lot faster than God will. Because people always looking for somebody you got talent. Oh, you're anointed. Then you put somebody with talent and anointing up there that ain't ready to be up there because they ain't got no character. Matter of fact, men will put you in positions and they'll think you got great personality and you smile good and you look good and you dress like you got the anointing. Next thing you know, you're the president of the outreach department. You be the head usher, head greeter, head janitor, head everything. Who are you? I'm the head. I mean, you can get a position a whole lot quicker than you can develop the divine nature that's on the inside of your life. See, there's a partaking that takes place. You got to partake in the divine nature of God. God says in 2 Peter chapter 1 that you are a partaker of his divine nature, but you got to do it in faith. We just keep partaking of the flesh nature because it's so easy to do. Feels great. And I'll be honest with you, if I walked in here and there was a Hershey bar right there with almonds on it sitting right there and broccoli right there, I would eat the chocolate bar. Amen. I confess. 100 times out of 100 times, I would eat the chocolate bar. Come on, it ain't easy sometimes, amen? But thank God for the Holy Ghost. See, we do that. We promote people. We put them in there, and God says, no, they ain't ready. She ain't ready. He ain't ready. I got to take them through a valley called the Valley of the Shadow of Death, the Valley of Development. I've got to take them through some stuff. I got to bring them through a place of development where when I get done with them, there ain't going to be no more of them that's alive on the inside, but it's going to be me that's alive on the inside of them, and everything about me is going to live through them. And then wherever they go, they're a representation, an ambassador to the kingdom. They represent me. They sound like me. They act like me. They talk like me. They walk in power like me. They heal like me. They prophesy like me. They do the works of heaven like me. See, that's really where God wants to develop us into. Amen. Some of y'all been wondering why you've been going through what you've been going through. It's only so God can bring you to the end of yourself. So what do you mean, bring me to the end of myself? I thought he loved me. He loves you enough to bring you to the end of yourself. There's some things in you that he wants to burn out of you. That's why you've been going through what you've been going through. And don't go pray to get delivered, because you'll hold up the process. Let him work it out in you. Amen. It's only God that can bring you to the end of yourself. It's only the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen. And sometimes you got to get out of the way to let God do it. But we just know so much, don't we? I think I'm going to help God help me. You do that. So you got to submit to the process and allow Jesus to shine through your life. Amen. I mean, when people really submit to the death process and they really let God bring them to a place where they don't care whether they're seen or unseen, whether they get credit or they don't get credit, that is a place of growth. That's a place of humility. Can I just declare to you today that if you haven't been through the dying process, you'll quit when you get under pressure. You'll quit. You'll give up. We won't see you in church anymore. So I don't know where they've been. They've been missing for a month. Well, they got behind on their bills and went through a separation in their marriage. Yeah, they quit, got under pressure, and got stressed out. I watch people come in church, and they stay about 6 months, and as long as everything's going smooth and everybody's being sweet, they don't miss a Sunday. But if all of a sudden you let something happen to them they weren't expecting, they MIA. Missing in action. Come on. You can't find them. You don't know where they are. Well, I think I'm going fishing this Sunday. I need some alone time with God. You liar. You think God believes that? You just lying to yourself. You just going fishing because you just don't want to go to church and deal with your mess. They start talking like this. Well, church don't work for me. I tried that, Jesus. They don't work. I prayed and believed. I spoke to God and he never answered. Don't work. Well, you got a lot of growing up to do. You need to go through the process. Because it ain't a church thing and it ain't a pastor thing. It's a you thing. It's you weren't willing to work the process. If you were willing to work the process, you'd find out that after the seed falls into the ground and it dies, after that point, it brings forth much fruit in its life. Much fruit. Much fruit. Every acorn that falls off of that tree out there has within it the potential for hundreds of thousands of oak trees. Every single acorn. Can I just tell you that within you is so much potential. God-given potential. Gifts, callings, anointings, promises, dreams. All there on the inside. Waiting to be germinated, waiting to grow. Just waiting on you to go through the process.
Thank you for joining us today for the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner. We hope you will tune in again each day, Monday through Friday, right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this week's message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34981. To pay by phone or simply make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555. That number again is 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, service times, and directions, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. This has been The Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner, and I'm your host, Bob Tarvis. See you next time on The Revealing Truth. Golden Rule Academy, K-12 Private Christian School. As parents, you want to make the best choice to empower your child to succeed. At Golden Rule Academy, we have the same goal. Let us help you educate and inspire your children to dream big. We offer accelerated curriculum, reasonable class sizes, caring and involved instructors, as well as art, music, physical ed, tutoring, and extracurricular music lessons, and of course, sports programs including high school football. Our mission is to build confidence and to teach a love for learning. Golden Rule Academy is now enrolling for the 2012-2013 school year. Space is limited and scholarships are available for qualifying students. You can reach our office at 772-464-1597. That number again is 772-464-1597. Christian Women's Fellowship meets the first Saturday of every month for a wonderful time of fellowship, prayer, worship, and sharing. This interdenominational meeting is attended by ladies representing 30 different churches. Come join us for a wonderful breakfast every first Saturday of the month at 9 a.m. in the Truth Church Cafe located at 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34981. Again, located at 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34981. Please call ahead and RSVP at 772-464-7012. And that number again is 772-464-7012.
Ignite Your World Ministries, Truth Church, and all its affiliate ministries thanks Destiny Network and Bishop Tony Miller. Destiny Network International exists to serve pastors, local churches, and ministry leaders that make up Destiny Network International. For more information on joining the Destiny Network, go to www.destinynetwork.org.
Charles Stanley recalls how his mom taught him to trust God in hard times.
And I can remember how many times she and I would get out of the bed and pray. And being a kid, I was a little frightened. So, Mom, what are we going to do? Here's what she'd say. We're going to trust God. We're just going to trust God. I didn't have any idea exactly oftentimes what that meant or how that would happen. And listen, over and over and over again, I saw God meet need after need. In my ear still rings. We just gonna trust God. We just gonna trust God. We just gonna trust God. You know what she was doing? She was passing on to me by her lifestyle, by her difficulty, by her hardship, her trials, and the way she responded to them, she was passing on to me this message. You trust God no matter what. You trust God when you can't see your way clear. You trust Him when everything looks dark. You trust Him.
Charles Stanley on In Touch, teaching from a lifetime of walking with God.
In Touch is heard at 8:05 a.m. and p.m. Monday through Friday here on WCNO.
Did you hear the good news? You don't have to run and hide. You can drop all your defenses.
This is WCNO, Palm City, the good news station.
Welcome to Family Matters, a day.